This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
The weekend is upon us in Kannapolis, North Carolina, and we are midway through this six-game series. The Woodpeckers still clinging to a 2-1 lead, and tonight they try and bounce back into the win column. A rough night on Thursday. Today they turn to one of their veterans, right-hander Nick Swanson, to try and get the job done opposite of a first-round pick making his professional debut. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside Atrium Health Ballpark. I'm Andrew Chapman, your play-by-play voice, and it's great to be with you once again on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app. And a reminder that you can watch tonight's ball game in HD video quality by subscribing to MILB.TV Bally Live, where you'll get the voice of the Cannonballers, Dan Helote. If you weren't with us last night, it was mostly a wash for the Woodpeckers offense. They managed just one run, and that was given to them on a bases-loaded balk. On the other side of things, Amilcar Chirinos, the starter, left early due to injury. The Woodpeckers ultimately went on to lose 8-1, falling to 18-29 on the year. But a 3-1 win on Monday, a 2-1 win on Wednesday, still has given them the early advantage in this series. They have a chance to split with one win this weekend. A couple of wins Friday through Sunday will give them the series victory on the road. Tonight they turn to Nick Swanson, who's been one of the veterans of the Woodpeckers pitching staff over the last couple of years. Tonight he'll make his 34th career Carolina League appearance. This season, a good record of good ERA, that is, at 3.31 and a 1-2 record. Opposite of him is a rookie in the Carolina League, but a first-round pick from 2022, left-hander Noah Schultz, a Vanderbilt commit who eventually ended up going pro. And a lot of fanfare here to watch him tonight, and eyes around the White Sox prospect system as well, as one of their top five guys and top pitching prospects makes his pro debut in this one. We're ready for a 7 o'clock first pitch. The two sides have emptied out of the dugout, and we will let you listen in down on field level for the singing of the national anthem. First pitch coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, game 4 of this 6-game series between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers.
What's so proudly we hailed?
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's right back there. Tie game. 3-run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three. Deep line drive out into right field. Manzueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history. Peckers baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight, we're in Kannapolis, North Carolina. This six-game road series continues. And tonight, Fayetteville taking on the Cannonballers, the Astros and White Sox affiliate. They'll be taking on a left-hander in Noah Schultz, the first-round draft pick by the Chicago White Sox from the 2022 draft. Let's meet the starting lineup for the Woodpeckers. Zach Cole, Zach Daniels, Nerve Cruz, the top three for Ricky Rivera. Ricardo Below hits cleanup tonight, followed by Luis Encarnacion, the DH. John Garcia plays in right. He'll hit sixth. And the bottom three are the second baseman, Dari Lorenzo, Sandro Gastone, the catcher, and Rolando Espinoza. He rounds it out and will play at third. The Woodpeckers come in tonight off an 8-1 defeat yesterday. They're 18-29 on the year. They're a half game in front of the bottom-seeded Charleston Riverdogs in the South, but they're 9.5 games out of first place behind the division-leading Columbia Fireflies at 28-20. Augusta and Myrtle Beach tied for second at 26-22. Kannapolis, these ballers are 24-23, 3.5 games out of first, followed by Fayetteville. So a matchup between the fourth and fifth place teams in the division. Zach Cole, the left-handed batting center fielder, steps up to the plate and is ready to lead us off on this Friday night. First pitch zips home. It's a fastball called a strike, and we are underway at 7:02 p.m. tonight in Kannapolis. It is sunny, hardly a cloud, not a single cloud in the sky. Beautiful night for baseball, 81 degrees. Warmest game this week as Cole lashes a line drive out into left center field. That'll be cut off by Laureano before the track fires to second, and Cole slides in with a leadoff double. Slow series for Cole up until this point. It's his first hit this week on the road, coming off a night yesterday where he was 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. Zach Cole quickly into scoring position and greets Noah Schultz rudely to the game. Brings up the minor league rehabbing Zach Daniels down from AA Corpus Christi. He was off yesterday, back in the two spot tonight, playing in his third game of the series. And the first pitch from Schultz misses down and inside. It is 1-0. Daniels has played in right, played in center, and tonight out in left. So working in all of the outfield positions on his rehab assignment. Swings at a fastball at 95 and fouls it back into the screen. It is 1-1. Daniels in this week's series has gone a combined 2-for-8. He had a two-run double on Monday that helped the Woodpeckers go on to win 3-1. It was the game-winning swing. So he's made contributions already in his return. Pitch comes home and he swings under a breaking ball. That was right at the top of the strike zone. It is 1-2 on Daniels. Nerve Cruz standing on deck. Zach Daniels, the fourth-round draft pick in 2020 out of the University of Tennessee, a former Volunteer. 1-2 the count as Schultz sets at the belt. Looks down to second and fires. And a slider is pushed on a fly out to right, but that'll slice foul into the empty seats. And the count holds at 1-2. Noah Schultz has drawn Randy Johnson comparisons, being a lefty who stands 6'9", 220 pounds, again just 19 years old. He'll turn 20 on August 5th of this year. Originally from Naperville, Illinois. And he strikes out Daniels swinging on a high fastball at 96. So good velo being shown by the young left-hander Noah Schultz. Narbe Cruz is coming up. We were told prior to the game that Schultz will be capped at about 35 pitches tonight, or about two innings of work. So we're not going to see him be stretched out too far. He's coming back from injury to start the season. Narbe Cruz into the right side. Takes the first pitch, a slider down and in. And it is 1-0. Schultz was the 26th overall selection last year. Again, the first round pick by Chicago. He is the number 4 overall prospect in the White Sox organization, according to MLB.com. 1-0 pitch to Cruz. A swing and a liner foul straight backwards. 1-1. Narbe Cruz on the year batting .237, 3 home runs and 17 RBIs. Cruz was absent from the lineup yesterday, steps back in today, but he's 0-for-8 with a strikeout on the week. Swings at the 1-1 and pushes it foul out to the street. So one ball and two strikes on Cruz. There's one out on the Daniel strikeout. Zach Cole led things off with a double, his first hit of the series. Cruz steadies in a 1-2 count with that wide stance. And foul tips in and out of Pineda's mitt. And it'll stay 1-2. Around the diamond today for the Cannonballers. In left field, you have Joanna Bielariano. The center fielder is Logan Glass. And out in right is Drake Logan. On the infield, Bryce Willits covers third. Across the diamond at first is Tim Elko. The shortstop is Jordan Sprinkle. Second baseman, Javier Mora. And behind the plate, Luis Pineda. Still 1-2 on Cruz. Top of the first. No score. Cole breaking for third. Cruz swings and misses. Pineda's throw down is not in time. Cole slides in head first safely. And he steals third, but Cruz strikes out for out number two. The Woodpeckers promoted Jackson Lofton to fill a roster spot in AAA Sugarland earlier this week. He's the team's leading base stealer. Now Cole is the active team leader. And with that stolen base there, he picks up number 14 of his season. Ricardo Below, switch hitter into the right side. And a slider is taken for strike one. 1-0. The repertoire has a four-pitch mix for Schultz. And he goes right back to the slider over the outside corner. That slider is his best-graded pitch. It was regarded as the best out of any slider out of all pitchers in last year's draft. That was one of the things that got him into the first round. He has a fastball, a changeup, and the Rangers have been adding a two-seam fastball that has some sink on it since he joined the organization. Here's the 0-2. A check swing on an elevated heater. They appeal, and he did not go. Frank Jones is the home plate umpire tonight, and Tyler Hovick works the bases. The two-man umpiring crews in the black ball caps, the black polos, and the dark gray pants. Woodpeckers are in the alternate reds today with the gray pants and the black batting helmets. Here's the one ball, two strike set and delivery. Below takes it under the zone. 2-2. Meanwhile, Kannapolis is in the whites with ballers in white script across the chest, a red numeral on the back of the uniform, a red belt, white pant, and a three-tone ball cap. A blue backing, red front, a white front make it, red bill, and the Cannonballer logo on the front of the cap. 2-2. And Below looks at a fastball for strike three. Right at the top of the zone, 97 miles an hour to close out the inning for Noah Schultz. He strikes out three after a leadoff double from Cole. And we move to the bottom of the first inning. Ballers coming up to bat for the first time when we continue from Kannapolis. Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh.
Bottom of the first inning, just underway from Kannapolis tonight. Jordan Sprinkle into the right side, leading things off for the Ballers, and he pops the first pitch up. Way up into the sky, coming down near the first base dugout and down into the seats. For strike one to Jordan Sprinkle. Mario Camilletti, the lefty, is on deck, and Tim Melko rounds out the top three hitters in this first inning. Bryce Willits is the cleanup hitter. Javier Mora, fifth, and Luis Pineda, the catcher, is sixth. Bottom three are Joanna Villarreano, Logan Glass, and Drake Logan. The manager of the Cannonballers is Patrick Leland, former pitching coach and now the manager in his first season. Strike delivered from Nick Swanson to Jordan Sprinkle, and he's in a nothing and two hole. Swanson working quick. Sprinkle swings, pops it up, batting to short center field. Lorenzo sprinting back on it from second, and he's able to get his spot, squeeze with two hands, and get the out. Sprinkle retired for the first out of the first inning. Nick Swanson makes his career 34th appearance tonight for the Woodpeckers. Tonight is also his 17th career start, so half of his outings have been for the bullpen, half have been for the starts. He's been a true tandem guy throughout his whole career, dating back to opening day of 2022. Most Carolina League appearances out of all of the Woodpeckers on the pitching staff this year. First pitch inside to Camilletti, 1-0. Carries a 3.31 ERA over his first nine games. Tonight is 10th 1-2 record. As the pitch is fouled back, he's thrown 33 innings, given up 23 hits, 12 earned runs, only two home runs. He's limited the hard contact. And he has 16 walks to 38 strikeouts. Here comes the wind kick and the 1-1 pitch. Camilletti tries to bunt, and that ball plants right behind home plate. Doesn't move. It's a foul ball. They really saturate that home plate area here in Kannapolis, so we've seen a couple of those balls just die at home plate when they hit the dirt. We've also seen a couple of springboard choppers that are hit out in front of home plate. Garrett McGowan had a couple of those the other night. 1-2, Swanson out of the windup. Kicks and pitches. And he strikes out, Camilletti looking. A fastball right on the outside border. Camilletti, who is reluctant to swing often, is actually arguing this on his way back to the dugout, and that was a strike. Camilletti really shrinks up that zone. He draws more walks than anybody in the Carolina League. With that time, his patience got the best of him. So two quick outs for Nick Swanson, and he faces the Carolina League home run leader, Tim Elko. First pitch, and a changeup gets him to swing over top. 0-1. Elko takes a low fastball for a ball. Batting 291 on the season, the nine home runs complemented with 36 RBIs. The 36 ribbies are also a league-leading total. Here's Swanson's 1-1 pitch. Misses down to the dirt, 2-1. Around the diamond quickly for the Woodpeckers today, Zach Daniels plays in left, Zach Cole is in center, and John Garcia out in right. Rolando Espinoza plays third. Ricardo Below gets the start at first. Narbe Cruz is the shortstop. Dari Lorenzo, the second baseman. And Sandro Gastone does the catching. Low slider fouled off by Elko. And the count levels on him. Two balls and two strikes. Dari Lorenzo shifted towards the middle. Below is off of that first baseline. Swanson peers in and begins the motion. Pitches. Elko swings, hits a line drive right to below, and he scoops it up on the fly. He actually didn't pick it on the short hop. He grabbed it right on top of the dirt with his glove pressed against the ground. And a smoked line drive turns into an out for Elko. And 1-2-3 inning for Nick Swanson. Scoreless after one tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the second inning in Kannapolis. No score so far, and Luis Encarnacion leads it off. He is the right-handed batter, DH tonight. Hits fifth for Fayetteville and swings under a high fastball from Noah Schultz. The White Sox first-round draft pick is back out on the mound. He touched 97 with his fastball in the first inning and struck out three in a row after giving up a leadoff double to Zach Cole. Again, he'll be capped at about two innings tonight as Encarnacion swings and flies it foul. Almost hit the stadium light on the first base side, and it's nothing and two. And 19 years old, Noah Schultz has a lot of promise behind him and a lot of eyes watching his early development around the White Sox fan base. 0-2 pitch, a slider, rolled softly to third. Willett's charging forward, picks on the grass, throws on the run, and gets Encarnacion by a step. Well-timed play by Willett's charging in. And an accurate throw as well. That can be tricky to get it out of the glove and throw on the run, but right to the chest of Elko. And Encarnacion is retired. Four straight set down by Schultz. The bullpen is already starting to work out there for Kannapolis. The on-field bullpen down the right field line. A right-hander is starting to throw. Brings up John Garcia. Three home runs, six RBIs. He hit a solo shot on Monday night. Had to rack through the brain there for a minute. And it was hit on the final day of May. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and it is just a strike on the outside corner. 1-1 to John Garcia. He had gone about 5 weeks without a home run until he hit that solo shot over the left field wall. He hit it 110 miles an hour. It was one of his best struck balls all season. Here's the 1-1. High fastball at 95, or 96 rather, from Schultz. He's got plenty of velo tonight. Don't see too many left-handers, 19-year-old should say, throwing with the velo he has. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and a swing and a foul backwards. We mentioned the name once already, but there has been some Randy Johnson comparisons to Nola Schultz, and you're talking about a surefire Hall of Famer there and a Major League legend. A little early to draw comparisons for a teenager, but when you consider the size and the velocity, there are some similarities as Garcia scoots out of the way of an inside fastball. And Randy was throwing 100, 101 at his peak. Don't know if Schultz will ever have that kind of velo, but kind of his arm slot, the way he drops down a little bit. And the pitch is a called strike right at the top of the zone, 96. Noah Schultz strikes out Garcia looking. And right now the Woodpeckers don't have many answers for the fastball from this first rounder. And here's Dari Lorenzo, the switch hitter, who will bat from the right side of the plate. First pitch home to him is a slider down on the inside corner, called strike one, perfectly placed. That's one of the things, though, that scouts will tell you Schultz has over a guy like a Randy Johnson at this stage of his career, being a teenager. Randy was a little more erratic, couldn't really control his stuff, and Noah Schultz can place the fastball on the slider with ease. And if you already have that advanced command at that age, look out. I know it's very, very early in the pro career of Noah Schultz, but you could have a serious ball player on your hands right here if you're the Chicago White Sox, and a lot to be excited about. Here's the 0-2, and he strikes out Lorenzo swinging. Elevated fastball at 96, and they can hardly even get a foul ball on the heat from Schultz. That'll end his night. Two scoreless innings and five strikeouts for the number one pick from a season ago. Dominating stuff as we go to the bottom of the second. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Nick Swanson is back out to the mound for the second inning. Bryce Willits steps into the left side, and the Cannonballers cleanup hitter takes a fastball for a strike on the outside corner at 92. 0-1. Javier Mora will follow, and then Luis Pineda, 4-5 and 6 for Swanee, as he kicks and fires. And a good curveball gets a check swing, and a swing that was a little too far on the appeal. It's a strike. Nothing and two on Willits. If you're just joining us, you missed out on the debut of Noah Schultz. First-round draft picks, retired six in a row after giving up a leadoff double to Zach Cole and struck out five. Pitch down to the dirt. It's ball one to Willits. He threw 22 strikes out of his 29 total pitches. His night will be done, and right-hander for the Ballers warming up out there in the bullpen will take over in the third. That looks like it's Mason Adams, who we've not yet seen in this series. Willits pops this pitch up over towards our broadcast location and on the roof of the press box. It'll stay at 1-2. Willits, the top average on the club at 313, six home runs and 20 RBIs. Swanson's two-strike offering misses high. And it's two balls and two strikes. Slight shift on the infield to the right side of the diamond. The 2-2. Well, it swings, grounds it foul over towards the bullpen. And it stays level. Swanson coming off a good outing at home his last time out. He pitched on May 28th and went four innings against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in a no decision. He worked out of the bullpen. Another pitch, fouled back. And Willett's working a long count here. He allowed three hits, one unearned run. And he didn't walk anybody and struck out three. He finished with a really good May, a 2.95 ERA across 18 and a third innings. He walked eight, struck out 16, one of his best months as a pro so far in his career. Fastball sails high. And it's 3-2 on Willett's. So Willett's seen a lot of pitches to begin the second inning. This will be pitch number 9 of the at-bat. Swanson winds, kicks, delivers. And a pop fly is hit out towards shortstop. Narbe Cruz drifting over to his right, underneath it, waiting for it. He's got it. And there are four straight hitters retired by Swanson. One out in the home second inning, and it brings up Javier Mora. First pitch to Mora. It's a strike. 87-mile-per-hour slider to the outside. Mora makes his single-A debut tonight. He's a free agent signing from 2020. And he swings through a changeup. It is nothing and one, so an exciting night for Mora. Debut tonight. And he strikes out looking on a fastball right down the middle. Nick Swanson sets down Mora on three pitches. And a good start for him tonight. Two strikeouts, five in a row set down, two gone in the home second inning, and it brings up Luis Pineda. Woodpeckers lead this series 2-1, wins on Monday and Wednesday. We played a Memorial Day game to start the week, off on Tuesday for the rest of the league to catch up, and the Woodpeckers with a chance to split the series, at least with a win tonight. Knee-high fastball on the inside corner to Luis Pineda, the catcher, and it's called a strike, 0-1. Pineda batting just 176 on the year, three home runs and 14 RBIs. Swanson working with a good pace tonight. Fires and a line drive pulled past short and out in the left center field. Pull over from center. He'll pick it up, and it's a single for Luis Pineda. First hit and base runner for the Ballers comes with two outs in the second inning. Luis Pineda mentioned the batting average only in the 170s, but he's having a good week now at the plate. He's 4-for-9 with that single. He also has a double and a walk and three strikeouts to go along with, but he's been putting the ball in play and has had better results than most hitters in this series. Joanna Bielariano is the right-handed batter stepping in for the first time, and he cuts through a high Swanson fastball. One hand came flying off of the bat on the follow-through there. Nothing and one. Swanson with 27 pitches so far tonight, trying to close out a scoreless second. Short lead off of first for Pineda. And a shoulder-high set. The pitch comes in, and it misses inside. 1-1. Again, the Woodpeckers will face the Kannapolis bullpen come the third inning after Noah Schultz was capped in his debut at two frames. Pretty big size gap on the right side. Lorenzo cheating towards the middle. And here's the 1-1. Fastball looked pretty good. Right on the low outside corner. Just missed for Swanson. Count runs to 2-1 on Laureano. A 161 hitter. No home runs and five RBIs. He has 15 hits on the season. Three doubles and 12 singles. Swings and rolls this right to first base. Below, fields even with the bag. Jockeys over to the left side. Taps the bag and the inning is over. Nick Swanson works around a two-out single, and he's through two scoreless tonight. Nothing, nothing as we move to the third on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB first pitch out.
Best Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Kannapolis goes to their bullpen to begin the top of the third inning. And Sandro Gastone, the leadoff man for the Peckers, takes a strike for Mason Adams. He makes his first appearance of the series, winds and fires, and misses low. 1-1 on Gastone. 1-2 record, 3.20 ERA for Adams. Does have one start, but tonight will be his seventh appearance from the bullpen. 25 1/3 innings, he's given up 9 earned runs, 1 home run, 8 walks and 31 strikeouts, carries a 1.30 whip. And he delivers strike 2 to Gastone on the high outside corner. Sandro batting 161, a home run and 4 RBIs. He does have a double this week on the road. And what was his team high 10th of the season? Hit that one on Wednesday. Here's the 1-2. Gastone spits on a slider, misses low, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quite the debut for Noah Schultz. Retired 6 in a row after giving up a leadoff double to Cole to begin the game. 2 innings, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts. He struck out 3 in a row in the first. Back-to-back in the second as Gastone goes down swinging. Strike 3. And he threw 22 strikes out of his 29 pitches. A lot of those strikes were 96 and 97 mile per hour fastballs right at the top of the zone that the Woodpeckers could not do much with at all. And I don't think that's just the Woodpeckers lineup struggling. I think a lot of Carolina leaguers are going to struggle to catch up to that Noah Schultz fastball. Rolando Espinoza takes a slider for a strike to begin his at-bat. Mason Adams winds, kicks, and offers. And a ground ball pushed to the right side. That'll skip out into right field. Mora was pressed towards the middle of the diamond, and Rolando Espinoza comes up with his first hit of the series. It's an opposite field single with one out in the top of the third. Man on for the top of the order now. Zach Cole coming back up. Cole is 1-for-1 with the double. He was the only guy to have any success against Noah Schultz. It was a sharp ground ball towards the middle that got through. Zach Cole swings at the first one. Soft line drive, sinking quick out into left center, and it plops in. Rolando Espinoza motors into second base, and Zach Cole has a good night going. 2-for-2, a single added along with his double, and two are on with one out. Fayetteville trying to generate something against the bullpen. Nice job by Cole just to throw out a tough performance last night with the 0-for-4, the 3 strikeouts. He hit a ground ball pretty hard in his final at-bat yesterday, which came in the 8th inning. And Daniels now the hitter. He swings through for strike 1.
That was a little bit of an indication that he might have found his timing finally after a rough few nights back from minor injury. And he has taken that contact, turned it into a couple of base hits in this one. Daniels 0 for 1, struck out against Schultz in the first. And he takes a slider loaned away from Mason Adams. 1-1. Daniels is now 2 for 9 on rehab assignment. He's not yet played a game with Corpus Christi this year, though. But that's where his eventual return is targeted for. He stays off a high fastball. Oh, it's called a strike, though. That was in the zone, and it's 1-2. Mason Adams goes to the rosin bag behind the mound, chalks up that right hand, and steps back on the rubber. Espinoza at second, Cole at first. One out, no score in the top of the third. Mason Adams shakes away a couple of Pineda signs, now has the one he wants, but steps off. Might have been a little bit of a disagreement on what he wants to do ahead 1-2. Peek down to second, the pitch to Daniels. Zach swings and fouls it back into the screen. So one ball and two strikes. Zach Daniels loved hitting out of McCormick Field last year. He led the Taurus with 23 home runs on the season. 6 home runs with the Woodpeckers. Just over 40 games after his 2021 promotion. Fastball up high. And it's 2-2. Here's the break even. Down in the dirt to Daniels. Daniels has a little bit of a twitch to his left foot in his batting stance. He lifts the weight up, brings it back down, up and down. Some guys will say it's a timing mechanism. And holds those hands just barely above his black batting helmet. Here's the pitch. And he swings and fouls it over the Atrium Health ballpark sign. So a good battle being had here by Daniels, making Adams work with runners on base. First time tonight, the Woodpeckers have put multiple base runners on. Espinoza with the single to right. Cole with the base hit as well. Pitch to Daniels, strikes him out swinging. Adams went right after him with a 94-mile-per-hour fastball up and in. And Daniels just a little late and a little underneath it. Strikes out for a second time. That is already the 7th strikeout tonight for Fayetteville hitters. 7 of the 8 outs recorded by Kannapolis have been with strikeout. And Narbe Cruz takes the first pitch down and outside, a sliding block by Pineda. The Kannapolis pitching staff has not relied all that heavily on strikeouts this year, ranked 9th in the league coming into this series. Here's the 1-0, and a fastball strike to Cruz. It's 1-1. Meanwhile, the Woodpeckers complete opposite for most of April and May. They've led the Carolina League as a pitching staff in total strikeouts, and they were tied for the third most, just short of 500 coming into this week's set. 1-1 the count. Forcing any base with two outs. The pitch to Cruz. He swings and golfs it out into center. This is playable as the center fielder comes forward and the catch is made by Logan Glass for the final out of the inning. Fayetteville puts two on with hits from Espinoza and Cole, but leaves them on. And through 2.5, we have no score from Kannapolis.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Pine Lake Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 919-679-5000. That's 919-679-5000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Pine Lake Medical Clinic now to qualify. 919-679-5000.
Home third inning, no score. Woodpeckers and Cannonballers. It's game six, game four of this six-game series. And Logan Glass leads it off, taking a strike right at the bottom of the zone from Nick Swanson. Glass, the eight hitter and center fielder tonight for the Ballers. Here's the wind kick and pitch. He swings and drives one out into center. Cole has it measured, couple of steps back, and he makes the grab at his chest. One away. 7 o'clock first pitch tomorrow night in game 5, and then on getaway day we play at 1 p.m. The Woodpeckers are in the middle of their longest road trip of the season. It'll be 6 in Kannapolis this week and then 6 more on the road in Zebulon. Our first trip to 5 County Stadium begins next Tuesday. Here's the pitch to Drake Logan, and it runs up near his chin for a ball. 1-0 the count on Logan, batting 208 on the season, 4 home runs and 15 ribbies. Swanson shakes off, now has the one he wants, winds and fires. Misses high and up and in again. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. The next homestand will begin on June 13th. That'll be against the Columbia Fireflies. Fly ball out to left center field. In pursuit is Daniels, out to left center, and he makes the catch on the move for round number 2. A pair of flyouts recorded by Swanson in the inning. And the lineup card turns over. It is Jordan Sprinkle coming up to bat for a second time tonight. And Sprinkle 0 for 1 with a pop out to second base, his first time up. Just one Kannapolis base runner and hit. First time through the order. So good stuff tonight from Swanson as Sprinkle tries to drop a drag bunt from the right side. A changeup was out of the zone, but Sprinkle didn't pull back in time. It's a strike. 0-1. Only base runner so far came on a Luis Pinedo single in the second inning. Sprinkle swings, grounds this fair inside the third base chalk line. It's backhanded by Espinoza, but he throws erratically into the right field bullpen. Sprinkle hustling down to second base. Below hustles into the bullpen to retrieve the ball, and what should have been a routine 5-3 ground out turns into an erratic throw. Espinoza really sailed that one. It was nowhere close to Below's glove. And an E5 will send Sprinkle down to second. And here's the first pitch coming home to left-handed batter Mario Camiletti. The DH takes strike one right on the outside. Anything that comes home in this inning would be unearned on Swanson. Espinoza has not had a lot of starts over at third base this season. He's more of a right-side infielder. I think he really has the arm to be playing a lot of third. Here's the 0-1 coming home. And Camiletti takes a high outside corner pitch for strike two. And Camiletti's been disagreeing with the zone most of the night. He's going to call for time and step out. Tonight is, in fact, the first start of the season for Rolando Espinoza at third base. Woodpeckers have used a combination of mostly Tyler Whitaker, Narbe Cruz, and Ricardo Belleau over at third. Lofton's played a little bit there as well, but Espinoza, the guy on the hot corner for this one. Here's the kick and the 0-2 pitch down to the dirt, and it gets away all the way to the backstop. Gastone had it hop over his right shoulder, and Jordan Sprinkle is moving on to third. One and two, the count on Camaletti. He went down looking in the first on kind of the same pitch that he's been called for strikes on in this inning, outside corner fastballs. See if Swanson goes back to that spot. His 1-2 pitch swung on, sprayed foul off to the left. And the count remains 1-2. And here comes the 1-2 offering. Again, Camaletti punches it off to the left side, and the battle will keep on going. Nick Swanson's just crossed the 40-pitch mark, 41 now, as he tries to complete a third scoreless inning opposite of Noah Schultz and Mason Adams, who came out of the bullpen, pitched a scoreless top of the third. Swanson peers in, winds, and pitches. Camaletti swings, lines it left side, and foul. So Camaletti doing everything he can to fight off two-strike pitches right now and make Swanson earn that final out. Camaletti on the season has a great on-base percentage due to all the walks he draws. He has 36 walks to lead the team. 11 RBIs and a possible 12th standing down at third base, Jordan Sprinkle. Here's another 1-2. Camaletti lifts it foul, left side, out of play it goes. And now the crowd starting to chuckle and get involved in this at bat a little bit because of how many foul balls Camaletti's spraying around the ballpark. He was 1-for-3 last night, drew a pair of walks, and scored a pair of runs. This week, he's 1-for-7. The pitch is down and inside. Swanson missed, and it's 2-2. Tim Elko, he's patiently waiting down on deck. He hopes he gets a chance to hit with runners on in this third. No score, but Kannapolis threatening. Swanson shakes off a sign, has the one he wants. Here he comes with a 2-2. Spikes a breaking ball, and that kicks off of Gastone. It rolls to the third base on deck circle, and the ballers bring Sprinkle home. Back-to-back breaking balls that miss down and inside. And Gastone had that one hop right off the forehead of his catcher mask. And the moment a baseball hits that, it's going awry on you. And the ballers bring home a run in the inning without a hit. And now a line drive pushed out into left field, down for a base hit, and Mario Camaletti wins the long battle on the 10th pitch of the at-bat. He picks up a single, and that's a tough one to swallow for Swanson. And mind you, Swanson should have been out of the inning 10 pitches ago when Jordan Sprinkle grounded a ball over to third, and Espinoza threw wildly over the outstretched glove of Belleau. So that's an unearned run coming home against Swanson. Tim Elko swings and lashes this one out to short. A one-hopper speared by Cruz. He goes the short way to second, and the inning is over. Mario Camaletti drives home Jordan Sprinkle after three innings tonight in Kannapolis. The ballers lead 1-0.
Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Switch hitter Ricardo Below will now bat from the left side of the plate as he faces against right-hander Mason Adams to begin the top of the fourth inning. The 1-0 pitch misses up high, a 92-mile-per-hour fastball, and it's 2-0. Below Encarnacion and Garcia, the 4-5 and 6 to face Adams in the inning. And here's the delivery. A swing and a foul ball off the inside of the right foot. That's where Below wears a guard to protect the foot and the ankle and the lower shin. Two balls, one strike. Mason Adams out for his second inning of work behind the starter, Noah Schultz. And a foul ball sent straight backwards. 2-2, Schultz the starter in his Carolina League debut. Struck out 5 over 2 scoreless. The first round pick from a year ago. And now Mason Adams trying to provide a little long relief. I think the Cannonballers can ride him into the 5th or the 6th. That would be ideal. Below with a sword swing on a breaking ball down and in. He knew he was swinging one outside of the zone. Tried to stop the hands, but he went too far. And a strikeout begins the top of the 4th inning. Below 0-2, couple of strikeouts. He had a good day at the plate yesterday, pair of singles. But nothing to show for it tonight in the cleanup spot. It brings up Luis Encarnacion, the designated hitter, who is 0-1 with a ground out to third. And he swings at the first pitch down to the dirt for strike one. Base is clear, one gone, infield straight up against Luis. Here's the delivery. And a fastball backs him off the plate, 93-mile-per-hour pitch. Mason Adams is a 23-year-old. He will turn 24 next February. He's originally born in Okeechobee, Florida, and went to Jacksonville University as a ground ball is bounced over to third. Brought in at the belt by Tim Elko. A lazy run over to first, and he stomps on the bag for out number two. So four in a row set down by Mason Adams since he gave up that third inning single to Zach Cole. Two outs in the Fayetteville fourth. Here comes John Garcia. Garcia struck out looking on a Noah Schultz fastball in the second. And takes a Mason Adams fastball high for ball one. Some really good exit velo numbers for John Garcia. We were telling you about his home run a couple of days ago that was clocked at 110 off of the bat. He has a 108-mile-per-hour line drive single, and yesterday's double out into right center field late in the game with the result out of reach was 103. So this has been his best series in that respect. Slider low and outside. And you could just tell talking to John a little bit in the team hotel the other night that there was a little bit of relief and a little bit more of a pep in his step, a little more upbeat vibe coming from him when he's been putting good swings on the ball. 2-1, and a chopper hit over to third, and it rolls up the arm of Willits and ricochets in toward the, into the left field bullpen. John Garcia will stretch down to second base. We'll see how they score this. It was a high chopper that came up on Willits and short hopped him right before he could backhand it. Rolled up the arm and got all the way into the left field bullpen. So Garcia down to second base. Woodpeckers get a runner in scoring position. And now Dari Lorenzo is the hitter. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. Swings and hits a high fly out into right. Logan going back on this one. Gets to the wall. It is out of here. Dari Lorenzo hits his first Carolina League homer. A two-run shot to put the Woodpeckers in front. Over the right field wall, Dari Lorenzo claps his hands as he rounds the bases. Big smile on his face as he stomps on home. And that one's got to feel good for Dari, his first in pro season or full season pro baseball. 2-1 Fayetteville. Hit at 365, 97 miles per hour off of the bat. Sandro Gastone pops the first pitch into the seats, and a fan makes the bare-handed grab. Sandro Gastone from the right side, ready for the next pitch. It's outside. Now, they did officially score that ball to third, an E5 on the chopper to John Garcia, which makes the two runs against Adams here in the inning unearned. As Dari Lorenzo goes deep, and now Gastone swings and fouls it off. One ball and two strikes the count on Sandro Gastone, and he will call for time, step out of the box. Two-one Fayetteville on the Dari Lorenzo two-run homer. And Gastone looks at an inside slider. A little too far in. And it's 2-2. That home run, the third that the Woodpeckers have hit in this week's series. Encarnacion, Garcia, and Dari Lorenzo all coming up with big flies. And now a hard hit low liner through the left side and out into left field. Sandro Gastone gets down to first base and comes up with a two-out single. So some great two-out hitting right now against Mason Adams. And it's going to warrant a meeting on the mound. The Cannonballers are sending their pitching coach, Blake Hickman, out there to have a chat. Hard contact all across the lineup today. The Woodpeckers now two runs on five total hits. Also around the Carolina League tonight, you have series continuing out in Lynchburg where the Hillcats and the Mudcats are tied 1-1 at the bottom of the seventh. Down East trails Columbia at the end of 4-1-0. In Charleston at the Joe, the River Dogs and the Green Jackets are tied up 4-4. Fredericksburg leads Delmarva 3-0 in the bottom of the third. They're trying to win their eighth in a row. And they have a rain delay right now out in Myrtle Beach in the top of the fourth inning. Salem leading the Pelicans 2-0. Rolando Espinoza, the right-handed batter, 1-for-1 tonight with a single. Takes the first pitch up high for ball one. Espinoza bounced it through the right side out into right field for his first hit of the series. Now he swings, lines it out into left. That's fallen quick, and it is down in front of Laureano, and another base hit. Three straight hits against Mason Adams with two outs. The home run and consecutive singles. The bottom three guys in the order are making it happen. Zach Cole coming up. There's going to be some bullpen activity now. Kannapolis is getting a right-hander up and throwing. And see if Zach Cole can pile on. And everything coming home against Mason Adams at this stage would be unearned due to the E5. That ball that rolled up the arm of Willits and could have gotten Adams out of the inning 1-2-3. First pitch looked a little like a strike, but it's called a ball on the inside, 1-0 on Cole. Gastone at second, Espinoza over at first. We're in the top of the fourth. Two runs home, the 2-0. Cole swings, grounds it out towards second base, played by Mora on a two-hop, and it's over to first to end the inning. But two runs come home on Dari Lorenzo's first Carolina League home run. And the Woodpeckers jump in front for the first time. 2-1 going to the bottom of the fourth on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB first pitch out.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The home fourth inning underway. It's 2-1 Woodpeckers. A two-run go-in-front homer from Dari Lorenzo jolts the offense tonight. Nick Swanson now pitches with the lead. And the pitch is looped foul down the left field line by Bryce Willits, cleanup hitter leading off the inning. He'll be followed by Javier Mora and then Luis Pineda. A one ball, one strike count. Swanson peers in, gets the sign and the target set low. And delivers a fastball just a little outside at 90 miles an hour. Two balls and a strike. All of the runs that have come home tonight are unearned against these starting pitchers. Jordan Sprinkle reached down an error in the third, came around to cross. And now a number off the end of the bat. This will roll over towards shortstop. It's played by Espinoza well off of the line. And the third baseman completes the play for the first out of the inning. But then in the top of the fourth inning with two outs, John Garcia hopped the ball to Willits and rolled up his arm, got out into left, and then the two-run home run immediately after. So that's two unearned on Adams and the one unearned on Swanson. Nobody's ERA taking any damage so far tonight. Here's Javier Mora, Carolina League debut tonight for the right-handed hitting second baseman. And he takes a high strike, 0-1. Mora looked at strike three, a changeup from Swanson in the second inning. And he swings through a slider, peeling down and outside. And Mora quickly falls behind, nothing and two. Mora originally from San Felipe, Venezuela, as he grounds this to third, and Espinoza backing up on it, has it get right under his glove, and this will roll down the left field line and disappear in the corner. Zach Daniels over to pick it up. And Rolando Espinoza, making his first start of the season at third base, has committed his second fielding error already. The throwing error and now the fielding error. He took a step back on that ground ball, getting ready to backhand it, and you can just tell he pulled the glove up a fraction of a second too early, and it went right underneath it. So Mora catches a break. He's down to second representing the tied run, and the first pitch ripped on a line out into right field by Luis Pineda, but it slices foul. Pineda one for one. He singled in the second. Swanson gets to the shoulders, kicks and pitches. And here's a deep fly ball struck out into right. Garcia backpedaling on it, shifts his shoulders, makes the catch over his left shoulder, fires onto the infield, and that's deep enough to advance the runner. Javier Mora makes it down to third. Productive fly out for Pineda. Two gone in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Joanabel Laureano stepping to the plate. And a first pitch swing and miss from Laureano, strike one. He grounded out to Ricardo Below in the second inning to end things. And this is his second straight at bat with two outs. Man at third, though, trying to tie up the game. Laureano swings, hits a one-hopper by the dive of Cruz, and it's out into left center field. Mora comes home to score, and we are level at two. The Cannonballers quickly respond. Another unearned run comes home against Swanson. And Laureano drives in the runner. He gets to first. Logan Glass coming up. So kind of weird how this has transpired tonight with all the unearned runs as Glass cuts the first pitch, lofts a high fly out into shallow left center. Cole coming in a long way. Daniels cutting in front of him from left, and he makes the catch to end the inning. Cannonballers put one on the board after the Woodpeckers score two. A punch, counterpunch, fourth inning. And we're level 2-2. Head into the fifth from Kannapolis. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Zach Daniels leads off the top of the fifth inning, nearing the midway point in this one, and we are tied up 2-2. Daniels takes the first pitch inside for Mason Adams, and it is a ball, 1-0. Daniels, Cruz, and Below, 2-3-4 in the inning. And now a swing and a miss on a fastball right underneath the strike zone. Mason Adams was nearly pulled from the game in the fourth inning. They had the bullpen activated after three straight two-out hits, but he was able to get out of it, stranding a pair of runners. Kannapolis got the run back after the home run in the bottom of the fourth inning on a base hit from Joanabel Laureano. It's a new ball game at the five-inning point. Daniels ready, Swings, grounds it sharply over to short. Backhanded on a pick by Sprinkle. A step and a throw to first. They get him for out number one of the fifth inning. And it brings up Narbe Cruz. Well, this day in Woodpeckers history, we go back to June 2nd of 2017, 6 years ago. So we're actually dipping in to the Buies Creek Astros archive. The Astros defeat the Carolina Mudcats 3-2 at home. Right-handed pitcher Ioannis Kiala pitches 6 1/3 innings as the pitch is grounded over to third baseman Willits, and he makes the play on one pitch. They get a quick ground out, two outs. Kiala in that game went 6 1/3 innings, allowed just one earned run, six strikeouts, opposite of a guy from the Mudcats who's now a big leaguer in their starting rotation. Freddy Peralta pitched in that game. He also went 6 1/3 innings. It was a very good pitching matchup. Allowed just one earned run. Both starters delivered quality starts, but the Buies Creek Astros come out on top in that 3-2 final. That's when they were playing their home games at Campbell University, awaiting for the construction of Segra Stadium, which would open in 2019. Ricardo Belleau from the left side takes a slider over the plate. It's a strike, and it's 1-1. Base is empty, two gone, and a tied 2-2 game. Jason Adams out of the windup delivers. And a ground ball is bounced right side. Backhanded by Elko off of the line. Throws to the pitcher hustling over. Adams crosses the bag and records the out. Fields his position and ends a very snappy 1-2-3 fifth. He needed that after facing seven batters in the fourth. We're halfway home tonight. Tied at two on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Field Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, yeah, fresh,
Drake Logan leads off the bottom of the fifth inning. We are tied up at two. Nick Swanson trying to complete five tonight. And the first pitch is popped up and out of play for strike one. Logan, the nine hitter. He followed by leadoff man Jordan Sprinkle and then Mario Camilletti. So two right-handers and a lefty for Swanson here. He's been using the defense behind him, just a pair of strikeouts for Swanson, but he has not given up a walk. Fly ball struck foul, and it's nothing and two. Swanson trying to complete five innings for the second time this season. He pitched a season-long 5 1/3 against these Cannonballers at home back in May. And another one spoiled off. So nothing and two on Logan. Swanson's been throwing a lot of strikes. He's thrown 63 pitches, 48 of them in the zone. Great command, and he's lowered his season ERA to 2.95. And again, all of the runs scored in this game, the two for Fayetteville, the two for Kannapolis, are unearned against pitchers due to fielding errors. Two by Fayetteville, one by Kannapolis. Here's the 1-2 coming home. And a swing and a miss. Swanson picks up his third strikeout, gets Drake Logan on a 87 mile per hour slider right in the middle of the zone. That pitch was left in a rather hittable location, probably not what you're looking for if you're Swanson, but you got the result. One gone in the home fifth. And now it's Jordan Sprinkle, top of the order, third plate appearance. Squares to bunt, pulls back as the pitch misses high. Sprinkle has shown that bunt. I don't know if it's intentional or if he really wants to lay it down or not, but he squares to bunt in almost half of his at-bats, it feels like, this week. And now he swings at a pitch below the zone, 2-0. He has the speed to drop down some bunts and grab some base hits out of it. Also is just toying with the infield and the pitcher's head a little bit. And a swing at a slider down and away, and Sprinkle falls behind 1-2. One ball and two strikes as Swanson goes to the shoulders, looks in, and the target set down and in. Here's the pitch. It was just a little low. Swanson kept that pitch low the way Gastone wanted it, but a good take by Sprinkle. And it's 2-2. Sprinkle has popped out and reached on an air. Takes another low pitch for ball three. Sprinkle's season average is now dipped below the 200 mark. Is he just 195? 0-2 tonight, and in this week's series, he's now a combined 2-15 with a strikeout. Swings, pops it up into his own dugout. And the count remains full. Ricardo below playing off of that first baseline. Dari Lorenzo towards the middle of the diamond. Swanson looks in, winds, throws the payoff. Missed high, and he issues his first walk of the night. Nick Swanson doing a good job of throwing strikes, avoiding those free base runners, but Sprinkle is on. And now it brings up Mario Camaletti. And here's the pitch. Camaletti shows bunt, pulls back, and a slider catches the outside corner. A good backdoor pitch by Swanson. And now the nothing and one. Sprinkle on the move to second. Gastone throws down. It's a one-hopper, and Cruz able to hold on to it and drop the tag. Narve Cruz had that one snow-coned right on the tip of the webbing, and even with a violent slide by Sprinkle going headlong into the bag, he held on to it, and Gastone throws out the runner for out number two. An accurate throw that was a one-hopper on the dirt. That can be difficult to pick as a middle infielder, just a great play all around. And now a fastball misses in to Camaletti. It's 2-1. Altogether, the Woodpeckers catchers have done a good job of throwing out runners this week in this series. Down to the dirt, block bag is Stone. John Garcia threw out a pair of base runners on Monday. And now Gastone throws out one of the speedier cannonballers in Sprinkle. Here comes the wind kick and the 3-1 pitch. It is called a strike. Fastball right at the top of the zone. Camaletti is reaching down to buckle his guard, and now he'll call for time. Camaletti and home plate umpire Frank Jones have had a lot of different disagreements tonight when it comes to the strike zone. Was caught looking on strike three in the first. Now here's the 3-2 pitch. Camaletti swings, squares up a line drive out into center. And comes up with a two-out single. And now that runner caught stealing by Sandro Gastone proves to be a really big defensive play. You have Sprinkle in scoring position, and there's a good chance with his speed. He's scoring on that base hit. And now with Swanson an out away from getting out of the fifth, they will send Zach Wilkins out to the mound to have a conversation here. Sandro Gastone and Ricardo Belleau over from first base will join in on this combo. Swanson is at 78 pitches, which is right around the cap for most Fayetteville starters, but since he is built up, he has so many innings on his arm in this league over the last couple of years, it looks like they'll probably stretch him beyond 80. There is activity out there in the Fayetteville bullpen, however. Right-hander Jeremy Malero is starting to warm up. But Swanson hoping it's him that's walking off the mound at the end of this fifth and not the bullpen. Zach Wilkins will simply buy some time out there for the pen, and a baseball got loose, so he'll throw that back into the bullpen, and this will probably be Swanson's last opportunity to get out of the fifth inning. Trying to complete five for just the second time this year. And he squares off with Tim Elko, the team leader with 9 homers, 36 RBIs. Camaletti shuffling the weight off of first. And here's the pitch. Elko swings, pops it up, and out of play. Tim Elko out of Ole Miss, when he would hit home runs in college, he would throw a cowboy hat on in the dugout. And I saw him wearing the cowboy hat pregame the other day. Not sure if it stays in the dugout. Oh, I think I actually see it now. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Elko. And he swings and sends a roller. Soft to third, trickling along the chalk line. It rolls over top of the bag. It's a fair ball. Rolando Espinoza thought it might hit the fringe of the grass and roll foul. He let the baseball do the talking, and the baseball says fair ball. Tim Elko gets on with a slow roller. Camaletti goes to second base. And Swanson now with 79 or 80 pitches exactly will stay out there to face the left-hander Bryce Willits. Not your standard Tim Elko hit, just a soft roller. Bryce Willits now swings and fouls the first pitch to the top of the screen. 0-1. Willits has popped out to the shortstop and also grounded out to third. Swanson at the shoulders, fires, and misses up and in. We're tied at two. Cannonballers trying to bring home a go-ahead run. They led after 3-1-0. Woodpeckers hit a two-run home run to go up 2-1. Kannapolis trying to score for a third straight inning against Swanson. A pair of unearned runs against him tonight. And the next pitch swung on and missed down in the dirt. Bryce Willits goes to a 1-2 count, calls for time, steps away from the plate. With Swanson's 2 unearned runs tonight, he's dropped the season ERA to 2.89. He's a guy who last year in the Carolina League finished with an ERA up over 4. The numbers are looking a lot better for him in his second go-around, and he's pitching like a guy that wants to get to high A. Here's the 1-ball, 2-strike set and pitch from Swanson. A swing and a breaking ball, and it's ripped foul into the bullpen. That was a dangerous slider by Swanson, left right in the hit-me zone. And Bryce Willits just a little early with that left-handed swing. Almost had extra bases and a couple of RBIs to go along with. Now at 83 pitches, this will be the final batter you would presume for Swanson, his season high 86, which he threw against Kannapolis back on May 14th. That was the game where he pitched into the sixth inning. 1-2, first and second, the runners. And a foul tip into the mitt. Willits goes down swinging, and Nick Swanson closes out 5. He does it with his 4th strikeout of the night. Just a pair of unearned runs on a Dazzling start from Nick Swanson tonight, and he keeps it tied going to the sixth. 2-2 the score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We're back in a moment.
Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, yeah, fresh.
Luis Encarnacion flies the first pitch out into left field on a low liner. It'll stay up long enough, though, for the left fielder Laureano to make the catch, and there is one away quickly in the top of the sixth. Mason Adams is back out there on the hill behind the starter Noah Schultz, who went two innings. Adams has been pitching since the third, and he's been providing the Cannonballers the long relief they needed with the cap on Schultz today. The right-handed batter, John Garcia, leans back on a slider, but it's taken for a strike at the knees. 0-1. Garcia hopped the ball over to third that rolled up Willett's arm for an E5 and now swings and towers a fly ball out into right, but this will be playable in front of the track for Logan. Starts back, now comes forward, secures at the belt, and there's two gone quickly. Liner to left, a fly to right. Dari Lorenzo has given the Woodpeckers their only two runs tonight on his first home run of the season, stepping up the switch hitter batting from the left side. First pitch is a little low for ball one. And another changeup offered up to Lorenzo, misses downstairs. The home run hitters this week haven't been the guys that you would expect, with Luis Encarnacion, now Dari Lorenzo, even John Garcia, who was in a long drought. Most of the Woodpeckers' home runs this year have been hit by guys like Narbe Cruz or, of course, Zach Cole, the team leader. But they've been getting some power from other spots in the lineup that they're not used to. And there's a strike to Lorenzo on the 3-0. It's now 3-1. I think that's the step in the right direction for a team that's struggling to score runs the entire year. Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch from Adams. And Lorenzo swings. Flies it to the opposite field, tailing along the line, and Laureano will watch it get into the seats. The foul ball, and Adams brings it back to 3-2. And here's the payoff. It is looking a little low, but called strike three. Lorenzo tosses aside the bat. He thought he had ball four. It's about as low as you can go before it's a ball, and Lorenzo strikes out looking. Three up, three down for Adams through four innings, and we're tied up 2-2.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Woodpeckers go to the bullpen for the first time here in the home sixth inning. And they activate Jeremy Molero, the right-hander behind Nick Swanson. Sidearm throwing Jeremy Molero. Here's the pitch. And it's a fastball in the low inside corner for a strike to Javier Mora. 0 for 2 in his Carolina League debut tonight. Reached on an error in the fourth. Here's the pitch home. Scoots him off the plate, down and in at 94. And it is 1-1. Molero, no record, no ERA. He has not allowed a run over five appearances this year. Six innings of scoreless baseball. He has given up some base runners, 10 walks, 10 strikeouts, but he's left them on every time. And now he spins a slider by the swinging Mora. It's 2-2. 55 total appearances in his minor league career across time in the DSL, the FCL, and now full season baseball. He did start some games back in the DSL, a couple in the Florida Complex League last year, but the Woodpeckers are using him exclusively as a reliever this season. Two balls and two strikes, or make it 3-2 rather. The full count pitch, it is outside. And Jeremy Molero actually hustles all the way off of the mound to go retrieve the baseball. It kicked away from Sandro Gastone. He couldn't find it, and he thought that Javier Mora might try and sprint down to second base on the wild throw, but Molero wasn't going to let that happen. He sprints off of the mound to go get the baseball. Tied 2-2 game since the bottom of the fourth inning. Luis Pineda is the right-handed hitter in, and the first pitch to him is a fastball for a strike, and it is 0-1. Pineda singled in the second, flied out to right in the fourth. Big gap on the second base side. Pitch runs outside, clips off of Gastone's glove, and gets to the backstop. Mora quickly hustles down to second base, and a wild pitch has put him into scoring position. A go-ahead run on second. Yoendibil Laureano on deck. He'll get a chance in the inning as well. Two runs on five hits for the Cannonballers. And there's a fastball knee level for a strike to Pineda. 1-2. Two runs, six hits, and two errors for Fayetteville, which led to a pair of unearned runs for Swanson. His final line has him at five innings, five hits, two runs unearned. Drops his season ERA below three.
He walked one and struck out four. And what will be a no decision tonight for Swanson. One ball and two strikes. The delivery from Malero. A swing and a fly ball smoke to center. Cole going back to the start of the track, and he makes the grab in front of the wall. Fires on to the cutoff man, Cruz, but that fly deep enough to advance Mora down to third. And the go-ahead run down 90 feet away on a productive fly ball. And Joanna Biel-Laureano is coming up. Laureano tied the game in the fourth with an RBI single, and now he has a chance to put the Cannonballers in front. The opportunities keep presenting themselves to the seven-hitter and left fielder. This goes to show you got to be ready wherever you are on the lineup in every given night, whether you're the three-hitter, the four-hitter in the heart of the order, or the 7-8-9. Fastball to the outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. And, you know, as a pro athlete, these are the types of opportunities that you hope to have come your way, especially a couple in the same ball game. Everybody playing in on the grass. Here's the 2-0, and Laureano bends the knees a bit but does not swing. A pitch framed on the inside corner, not called a strike. 3-0. See if the take sign's on here for Laureano with open bases at first and second. The walk would at least set up a force of some nature. And a fastball outside, I suppose. That was clearly in the zone for Malero, but he didn't get the call. So a four-pitch walk, and Ricky Rivera is arguing that decision from the top step of the dugout. That was clearly a strike. K-Zone had it as every part of that baseball being in the zone. So two walks by Malero. Runners at the corners for Logan Glass. And here's the belt tie set. Pier to first. The pitch home. Runs outside. 93 mile per hour heater from Malero. 1-0. Glass has put the ball in play twice, but flat out to center and a left. Now he swings and hits it off the end of the bat, a sidewinder that will get foul. 1-1. Jeremy Malero, the 23-year-old, 6'2", out there on the hill from Valencia, Venezuela. You have a lot of guys from that part of Venezuela. Milcar Chirinos, yesterday's starter, grew up in the same hometown as Malero. Fastball up high, and it's 2-1 now on Glass. You also have Jose Guedes from Valencia. You have three guys who I imagine all knew a little bit about each other coming up and before their pro days, convening here in the Astros minor league system. Logan Glass swings and foul tips one to the screen. So two balls and two strikes. Malero could get out of this with a double play. You have Lorenzo hanging out near the second base bag. Cruz straight up at short. 2-2 is down and outside. Three balls and two strikes. One away in the bottom of the sixth. We've been tied since the bottom of the fourth. Kannapolis held a 1-0 lead at the end of three, trying to gather their second lead of the night here. A walk with Lodum. Malero at the belt. He pitches. Glass swings and hits a high fly to left, but this will hook out of play, a foul ball. And it stays where it is at 3-2. Kannapolis did an exceptional job last night of fouling off two strike pitches, forcing that extra pitch, earning themselves walks. Logan Glass battling. Malero sets, looks to first, fires, and here's another one. Grounded foul past the manager, Patrick Leland. And I think if you're Kannapolis hitting coach Charlie Romero, you're pretty pleased with the quality of at-bats your guys have put together this week. And not going down in those two-strike spots without a fight. Still a big gap on the right side. Lorenzo hanging out towards the middle. The pitch is a slider. It's down and outside. And Molero has walked. The base is full in the sixth inning. Laureano moving down to second. Glass goes to first. Three aboard and Drake Logan coming up at the bottom of the order. And before Molero squares off with Logan, they are going to send pitching coach Zach Wilkins back out there onto the hill for a meeting. They'll bring in Below and have Gastone talk as well. Elsewhere around the Carolina League tonight, the Mudcats have a 3-2 lead over Lynchburg in the top of the ninth inning. Down East leads Columbia 5-1. Augusta trails Charleston at the Joe 5-4, and the Fred Nats are down 4-3 now after the Shorebirds score four runs in the top of the fifth inning. The Fred Nats are trying to extend their league-high winning streak to 8 games tonight. They walked off yesterday in the bottom of the 10th. And Myrtle Beach has officially been suspended. Their game suspended on the coast due to weather. The Red Sox leading 2-0 at the time over the Pelicans. They'll wrap that one up tomorrow. Here's the pitch to Drake Logan, and a fastball placed for a strike at the knees, 0-1. Nowhere to put him now. Molero has walked three. And although he's not allowed to run all year, you do get some of the walks with him. 10 walks to 10 strikeouts coming into tonight. Mrs. Insulin H&H home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jeremy Molero gets out of a bases-loaded jam on a controversial end to the bottom of the sixth. A 2-3 double play on a little number out in front of the plate. It was questionable whether Gastone actually touched home with the ball in his possession, but that was the ruling down on the field. And we stay tied at two. And now Mr. Controversy himself, Sandro Gastone, steps up to the plate and takes a first pitch slider down and away for ball one. Gastone, Rolando Espinoza, and Zach Cole, the 8-9-1. Gastone swings and sends a fly out into left field. Glass in pursuit off to his right, cuts it off in the alleyway, and Gastone flies out to go to 1-for-3 tonight. So Rolando Espinoza coming up now. He's had a good day, 2-for-2 at the plate with a pair of singles in the 9 spot. Good day at the plate for Rolando, not so much though on the defensive end, where he's committed a pair of fielding errors in his first start of the season at third base. Mason Adams delivers a first pitch fastball strike in 92. Two runs on 6 Fayetteville hits tonight. Both the runs on a Dari Lorenzo 2-run home run in the fourth. what were unearned runs to Mason Adams after Garcia reached on an E5 with two outs in the inning. That allowed Lorenzo to step to the plate and hit the home run. One ball and one strike, here it is. Espinoza swings and cracks a fly out into right center. Logan angling to his right, circling at the start of the track. Looked like he lost it for a moment. Put his hands out to his side as it's kind of a twilight and the stadium lights are starting to take full effect, but Logan fights through the gaze and retires Espinoza. I've been seeing a lot of the old I can't find it trick in the outfield popping up a lot in college baseball especially, and sometimes the big leagues when runners are on base. Zach Cole takes the first pitch fastball strike for Mason Adams, and here's the 0-1. It's up and outside, but you got a runner on first and you have a fly ball hit to the outfield, and sometimes if you can put on an acting job and pretend you don't see it as an outfielder, you can get that runner to start going. And then you settle, you make the catch, and you throw to the base and start the double play. I've seen a couple of highlights of that recently. It's kind of like the outfielder version of the hidden ball trick almost. Two balls and a strike on Cole. Here's the wind in the pitch from Adams. And he swings and foul tips it off of Pineda's shoulder, and it's 2-2. Nice start to the night for Cole and a good turnaround performance. After going 0-for-4 yesterday with three strikeouts, tonight 2-for-3, a double in the first and a single in the third. And now the two-strike offering. Cole swings, sprays a liner out into left. Off to his left is Laureano. Makes a one-handed grab on the run, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 for Mason Adams. He has now retired 10 in a row, going back to the fourth inning. What a roll it's been as he's through five innings of ball out of the pen. And it's time to stretch in Kannapolis. Tied up 2-2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Pine Lake Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 919-679-5000. That's 919-679-5000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Pine Lake Medical Clinic now to qualify. 919-679-5000.
Girl, you really got me down. You got me so I don't know what I'm to wear. Girl.
Jordan Sprinkle leads off the bottom of the seventh inning. We are all stretched out in Kannapolis, and these two sides fighting for a lead. Here's a swing and a ground ball pushed to the right side. Jordan Sprinkle has a leadoff base hit. Sprinkle reaches base with his first hit of the game. And he's now 1-for-3. He reached on a walk in the fifth, but now him and his speed representing the go-ahead run aboard. He's a good guy to have on to start the inning. See if Patrick Leland over in that third base coach's box gives Sprinkle the green light to try and steal with Mario Camiletti coming up to the plate. Camiletti a two-hit game, pair of singles, squares to bunt, gets it down, but it's foul up along the third baseline. And I think Patrick Leland probably knows a thing or two about the old school version of baseball. His dad, Jim Leland, longtime manager of the Detroit Tigers. Here's the 0-1. And a fastball is outside. 1-1. Short lead off of first for Sprinkle. Appear over the left shoulder from Alero. He sidewinds home and misses outside. Two balls and a strike on Camaletti. Top three hitters of the Cannonballers order now all have base hits. Single for Sprinkle, two hits for Camaletti. Elko had a slow roller on the infield in the fifth. Still looking to get Bryce Willits, who's currently in the hole, involved on the offensive end today. Two balls and a strike as Jeremy Molero has had to work with runners on base ever since he came out of the bullpen in the sixth. And he spins the slider low and outside. It is ball three to Camaletti. And he's just such a watchful ball player. Great eye, great feel for the zone. You get fall behind to him, 3-1. There's a good chance he's going to find a way to get on. At the belt, Molero pitches and misses inside. Just a close borderline pitch, and Camaletti with that keen enough of an eye to watch it go by. First two runners are on. Batters are aboard, should say, and Sprinkle goes to second. Camaletti has reached base for a third time. And they're setting the stage for their power hitters. Elko with his 9 home runs, Willits with his 6 stand on deck. Big chance here for the Ballers as a ground ball is rolled through the right side and out into shallow right field. They stop Sprinkle at third. Throw is cut off by Below near the mound. And they will keep the bases loaded. Nobody out. Bryce Willits coming to the plate. Tim Elko with his second base hit of the game. He's 2-for-4 now. And here is the cleanup hitter with the bases loaded, Bryce Willits. Lefty is 0-for-3. A pop out, a ground out, and a strikeout. Here's the pitch from Molero. Down and inside, and Gastone able to pick it on a backhand. More important than ever now that Molero is careful with that stuff down in the dirt. Gastone has to be a wall. A wild pitch will easily score Sprinkle from third and give Kannapolis the lead. The 1-0 home. Willits takes it outside. And it's 2-0. Molero worked with the bases loaded. One out in the sixth. Got out of that. Now it's bases loaded. Nobody out. Two balls, no strikes. Here it is. Willits swings and pops it out of play. Altogether, the Woodpeckers have done a pretty good job of keeping Willits quiet in this series. He does have 4 hits across 15 at-bats, but he's only driven in 1 run. Here's the pitch. It is outside. 3 balls and a strike, and Molero with nowhere to put him. Really, the walks have been his biggest issue today. He's walk 3 in the sixth, 1 more here in the seventh. Molero walked 5 his last time out, 4 now tonight. The 3-1, a swing by Willits and a foul into the screen. Yeah, it's just kind of taken a weird pivot for Molero over his last 2 outings. He walked a combined 5 over his first 4 appearances of the season, but now a combined 9 over his last 2. Can he get at least 1 out here? Bryce Willits with a 3-2 count, bases full. Here's the kick and the offer. He swings and misses. High fastball got him. And Molero gets 1. Got to start somewhere if you're Jeremy. And you'll certainly take the strikeout, give your defense behind you a couple of options now to get out of this thing. Willits with a tough night, 0 for 4, pair of strikeouts, none more crucial than that one. And here is Javier Mora in his Carolina League debut with the chance to make a memory. And a fastball right down the middle is strike one. Mora has struck out, reached on an error on a ground ball to third, and walked his last time. Molero goes to the belt, peers over to third, kicks and fires, and misses outside. One and one. There is some action out there in the Fayetteville bullpen. The Woodpeckers have started up right-hander Dury Carrasco. Molero now at 42 pitches. Here's the 1-1, and it's an inside changeup that sends Mora stumbling out of the right side, and it's 2-1. And although Molero feels like he's been up against it all night, he still has not allowed a run on the entire season. In danger of doing it here, but a fastball gets Mora swinging up atop the zone at 92. Two balls and two strikes on Mora. Strikeout here or an out would make things awful interesting. On deck is Luis Pineda. Molero goes to the belt. Runners take their leads. Here's the two-strike pitch. It is low, 3-2. So Molero has a way of finding the drama tonight. Got some of these Cannonballer fans a little on edge here. Back-to-back full strike, full counts rather, to Willits and now to Mora. Molero won the previous battle. Can he win another here on a payoff pitch? Swing and miss. He struck him out. Molero walking off of the mound. He thought he had strike out number three. It was only out number two. And now he's being heckled by the hometown fans. Molero was pumped. He was shouting, pounding his glove. He was walking back to the dugout, and then his catcher, Sandro Gastone, quickly had to say, hey, that's only your second. And now Ricky Rivera is rolling out there to the mound to potentially take the baseball. He will. Dury Carrasco is coming out of the bullpen, but Molero pitching with his back up against the wall, doing everything he can to try and get out of this unscathed. Dury Carrasco will inherit the three and try and get the final out facing Luis Pineda when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Well, Well, moments ago, the Cannonballers had bases loaded, nobody out. And then back-to-back strikeouts by Jeremy Molero. Get him back in it. Dury Carrasco takes over from the bullpen, and the right-hander faces Luis Pineda. First pitch, fastball runs inside for ball one. We are tied up at 2-2. About as pressure-packed as you can get there for Molero, and he has done two-thirds of the damage, and now Carrasco trying to keep us level going to the eighth. Pineda's 1-for-3 with a single. Here's the kick and the pitch. He swings and sends a soft liner out into right center field. It drops in for a base hit. Score sprinkle from third. Here's the throw to the plate. Gastone can't squeeze it cleanly. Camiletti slides in safe. The Cannonballers have scored two. Elko gets down to third, and Luis Pineda drives home a pair to make it 4-2 Cannonballers. Kannapolis is back in front for a second time and now out to their largest lead, their first multi-run lead of the game. Both of those runs will come home against Jeremy Molero. Sprinkle and Camiletti across, two in scoring position. And Joanna Biel-Laureano coming up. Quite the night for Luis Pineda, a guy who's batting under 200 on the year, with a huge hit to put Kannapolis ahead. And now a fastball up high to Laureano to start him up 1-0. Laureano tonight has singled, walked, and grounded out to first. Pitch comes in, and it's a strike on a slider, 1-0. A 1-1 make it. You want to be a Laureano, ready for the one ball, one strike pitch. And he takes a slider a little low for ball two. So four runs now on eight Kannapolis hits. He just sensed that something was going to give with how many base runners Kannapolis has had since the fifth inning. They put two on in the fifth, left them on. They had three on in the sixth, left them on. Loaded them again in the seventh, and they finally break through. You allow that many base runners, and eventually somebody's going to come up with the big swing. Tonight it's Pineda. Laureano in a two-ball, two-strike count with two outs. Dury Carrasco with runners at second and third trying to get out of this seventh. He kicks and fires, and he delivers strike three looking on the high inside corner. Laureano goes down, but not before Pineda delivers a soft two-run single to center, and the Cannonballers down 2-1 at one point have come back to score three in a row, and they lead 4-2 going to the eighth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H. Holmes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain, black hole sun, won't you come?
The Woodpeckers down to their final six outs tonight, trail 4-2, and the first pitch from Mason Adams runs inside and clipped Zach Daniels, barely got him, but got more of the umpire. Home plate umpire Frank Jones just took that pitch directly, I think it got him on the left shin or somewhere on the left leg. He just got smoked with that one and fell over. So Frank Jones will try and tough this one out. His team athletic trainer for the Cannonballers, Austin Smith, goes out there to check up on him. Tyler Hovick, the base ump, will walk down the line. And Frank Jones will need a moment here. So Daniels is on. That'll have the tying run at the plate here for the Woodpeckers to begin the eighth inning. Mason Adams is really stretching this thing out. He's out to his sixth inning of work on the mound. The starter, Noah Schultz, went two innings. He was capped at two, and Adams has given the Cannonballers everything they need in this middle innings. He's retired 10 in a row up until this point. That stretch will come to an end as Daniels reaches base. Plunked by the pitch, and see if they get him moving with his speed. Narbe Cruz is up to the right side. Adams, who has not worked out of the stretch since the fourth inning, kicks and fires. And Cruz looks at a fastball for strike one at 89 miles an hour. Don't know how long they'll push Adams in this eighth inning. Bullpen activity to start things even before that first pitch out from Adams. So 0-1 on Cruz, who tonight is 0-3. He's now 0-11 in the series. Swings and pops it onto the roof. Been a quiet night for Cruz, who is now at three home runs, 17 RBIs, a season average at .233. Strikeout, a flyout, and a ground out tonight. And that pitch runs up high. One and two on Cruz. Elsewhere around the Carolina League tonight, Charleston has added a run. Looks like they're going to win at home against Augusta. 1-2. Cruz pops it out of play. Down east on top of Columbia, 6-1. And they are through eight out in Kinston. A loss tonight would be the fourth in a row for the Fireflies. Top seed in the South. We're now just two games in front of Augusta and Myrtle Beach. Pelicans were suspended tonight at home in the fourth inning. A swing and a miss. That ball gets past the catcher. Cruz won't be able to advance, but Zach Daniels gets down to second on the wild pitch. Again, the runner was occupying first base. You can only run in that situation with two outs. And Daniels makes it down to second. But there's one out in the inning. Cruz goes to 0-4. Second strikeout for him. And before Ricardo Belleau can be announced, Patrick Leland is coming out of the dugout. And he's going to go to the bullpen. Mason Adams goes on quite the run tonight. And he will get a resounding ovation from this hometown crowd. He goes 5 1/3 in relief behind Schultz and departs with a 4-2 lead in line for the winning decision. Ricardo Belleau will face a new Kannapolis right-hander. We'll tell you about him when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Ricardo Belleau gets to step to the plate now as new right-hander Paulie Milto takes over from the Kannapolis bullpen. He inherits a runner on second and a 4-2 Cannonballers lead in the top of the eighth. Belleau tonight 0-3, had a pair of hits yesterday. Tonight, though, a couple of strikeouts and a roller to first. Pitch is down and inside. Paulie Milto on the season has allowed 15 earned runs over 13 innings of work. 14 hits as well. He's walked 9, struck out 16. Carries a 10.38 ERA into his 13th bullpen appearance of the season. Here's the kick and the 2-0. Outside to Belleau, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. So this is a guy in Milto who's struggled this season coming in a high leverage spot, and they're already going to have a right-hander out in the bullpen ready to go just in case he can't get these final couple of outs. Pitch to Belleau is a strike on the outside corner. 3-1. Down in second is Zach Daniels. He was hit on the first pitch of the inning from Adams and advanced down to second on a wild pitch. Belleau representing the tying run. 3-1 comes home, and that is called a strike, and that looked outside. And Frank Jones in his zone tonight have been wide at times, condensed at times. Not the best night behind the plate for Frank. Belleau now in a full count. Shortstop sprinkle hovering behind the bag, keeping Daniels honest. Pitch is in and it's fouled off. 3-2 as Belleau stays alive. Now in the full week series, Ricardo Belleau has gone 2-for-12, both of his hits yesterday. He has driven in one run, has Daniels on second. One out of the inning. Milto's look to second, kick, pitch, and Belleau takes it down and in. Daniels going to move to third as that one got a ride from Pineda. It kicked behind him, and runners are on the corners. Good heads-up play by Daniels to be moving. Belleau down to first. He reaches base for the first time, and Milto comes in, immediately puts the tying run on, brings up Luis Encarnacion, who has homered this week. Encarnacion quiet tonight, though. 0-for-3 with a couple of ground outs and a liner to left. Milto set and pitch is popped up. Soaring sky-high pop-up towards the second base bag. Doing a full circle is Mora trying to find his spot. He makes the catch for round number two. Started behind the bag, came forward, then backpedaled. He did a full 360, just trying to track that baseball coming down to the night sky. And Encarnacion is the second out. So big out for Milto. And here's John Garcia representing the go-ahead run again. And here's the bell tie set and the first pitch from Milto. Garcia takes a strike right over the middle at 89. Milto has seen some time at the high A level of the White Sox system, pitched in 3 games for Winston-Salem going back to 2021. Missed all of the 2022 season and back in 2023 as Garcia swings, lines it out into left field. It'll bring home Daniels from third. Another seared liner for John Garcia. As his hard hitting this week continues, 104 off of the bat. And first and second, the tying and go-ahead run aboard. It brings up Dari Lorenzo, 4-3 the score, and Patrick Leland is not going to play games. He's already going out to the mound, and he's going to take the ball immediately here from Paulie Milto, send him back to the dugout, and go to that right-hander who has been warming. It's been a struggle all year for Milto. And again, here in the eighth, unable to get the job done as It'll be a new right-hander to face Dario Lorenzo, the switch hitter, when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Billy Seidel emerges from the Kannapolis bullpen. The fourth pitcher tonight for Patrick Leland inherits runners at first and second. Dario Lorenzo looks at a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Lorenzo has given the Woodpeckers two of their three runs on a two-run home run in the fourth, his first of the season. First and second, force at every base. Seidel sets, nods the head, and fires. And Lorenzo takes a low fastball at 91 for ball one. Billy Seidel is the Carolina League saves leader with eight. Tonight a chance for his ninth and his 10th overall opportunity. He's gone 8 of 9, 2-1 with a 5.06 ERA. Most appearances in the Carolina League this year as well. His 18th tonight. Fastball high and outside. And it's 1-2 on Lorenzo. 12 earned runs allowed, 13 walks, 22 strikeouts for Seidel. Woodpeckers have seen a good amount of him, including earlier in this series. He pitched on Monday and went a scoreless inning, walked a couple, and struck out two in a non-save opportunity. 1-2. Inside, and it got a piece of Lorenzo. It hit him on the top of his left foot. He goes falling to the ground. Ricky Rivera comes down the line to check up on Lorenzo as that ball got him flush. A getaway slider from Seidel. And that hit by pitch will load the bases. Dari quickly gets back up to his feet, hands off his gear, and he'll be able to stay in this one. Jog up the first baseline, feel out that foot. Below heads to third, Garcia down to second. And now Lorenzo. Down at first, Sandro Gastone to the plate. Seidel's first pitch to him is inside for ball one. Gastone hit the ball hard in the fourth inning, ripped a single out into left field. He's 1-for-3. Plenty of power for Gastone, just the one home run on the year, 14 ribbies. Here's the delivery, and he swings and hits a line drive out into right center field. This is trouble. It is down into the alleyway and out into the carve-out. Two runs are home. Lorenzo being waved around. He will score, and Gastone drives in all three with a double. 6-4 Fayetteville. Gastone clears the bases on his second double of the series, and perhaps no bigger swing this week from any Woodpecker. Gastone goes into the gap, a triples alley triangle out in the right center field gap. He settles for the double, but drives in below Garcia and Lorenzo. And now the Woodpeckers out to their largest lead of the game. Rolando Espinoza is into the right side of the plate. Here comes the kick and the pitch, and it's outside. It's just the second save opportunity, blown save this year by Billy Seidel. You put him in these high leverage spots, and he has been just about as reliable as you could ask for Patrick Leland and that staff. But tonight, Gastone got one, and the Woodpeckers six outs away from guaranteeing a split in this series. Pitch runs inside on Espinoza as he scoots out of the way, and it's 2-0. And just with the way this season has gone, we have not seen a lot of those swings, those comeback swings, as Espinoza cuts through a power fastball, and it's 2-2. Two balls and a strike on Espinoza. Gastone breaking for third. It is a called strike. High throw to third, and Gastone gets under the tag. Sandro Gastone swipes third base. And Espinoza now in a 2-2 count. He's gone 2-for-3 tonight. Seidel kicks and pitches. And a ground ball pulled over to third, but foul. This season, when the Woodpeckers have trailed after seven innings, they have gone a combined 0-25. That has been one of the big detriments for Fayetteville, is their lack of comeback late in games, not coming up with those big rallies late. But tonight they get it done as a 2-2's lofted softly out to the right side, sprinting over to his left, Morin. He cuts it off before the outfield and retires Espinoza. But Sandro Gastone clears everybody, drives in below Garcia Lorenzo with a three-run double. And the Woodpeckers now lead 6-4, going to the bottom of the eighth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
In a sudden turn of events, the Woodpeckers score four in the top of the eighth. A three-run go-ahead double from Sandro Gastone has given Fayetteville a 6-4 lead. Logan Glass, the leadoff hitter in this home eighth. Skies one left side and into the seats for a foul ball, and it's nothing and two. Dury Carrasco now pitches with the lead. He came on in the seventh, allowed a pair of inherited runners to score. That two-run single from Luis Pineda in the bottom of the seventh gave you a sinking feeling, but this Woodpeckers team has shown some fight late tonight as a two-hopper is knocked away by Espinoza and it rolls out of the left field bullpen. Logan Glass gets down to second, and Espinoza has been nothing short of a major liability over at third base in this one. His first start of the season at third base has resulted in three errors. Third error by Espinoza, fourth tonight by the defense. And Drake Logan is coming up into the right side. Here's the first pitch, and a fastball is up and in on him for ball one. Losing Jackson Lofton to AAA for coverage is one of the things that's hurt the Woodpeckers a bit defensively. It's forced Ricky Rivera to get a little more creative and put other guys in different spots, Espinoza being one of those guys over at third. Now here's a fly ball pushed down into right field. Garcia drifting forward on it, makes the catch, and did he drop it or did he bobble on the transfer? They're calling it a dropped ball. Throw to third, not in time as Glass makes it down safely, and back-to-back errors have caused two to reach. Now Ricky Rivera is going out to discuss with the base umpire whether the ball was caught or dropped on the transfer. And this will at least get the two umpires to come together. Tyler Hovick is going to talk with Frank Jones. I thought that Garcia dropped the ball on the transfer initially, but he tried to catch the ball in really one fluid motion. He tried to bring the glove down and transfer all at the same time, and it popped out. Now Frank Jones is going to offer his input. Patrick Leland's already had a couple of arguments tonight with this umpiring crew, and if this play gets reversed, I'm sure you'll see an argument out of the Kannapolis manager. And they're at least deliberating here. Hovick and Frank Jones still going back and forth on this, and now Tyler Hovick is going to bring the Kannapolis manager, Patrick Leland, over, and I think they're going to reverse this call. Patrick Leland's pretty animated now. He's not thrilled about this, and yep, Patrick Leland's gone. You had a sense that Leland was a ticking time bomb after a play earlier in the game involving Sandro Gaston at the plate. Was ruled in the favor of the Woodpeckers, and now at this reversal, Leland has been dismissed. Frank Jones trying to step in front of Patrick Leland, who's still carrying on this argument with Tyler Hovick and is back in his face again. Now Kannapolis is going to have to bring their bench coach out. Leland still wants more of Hovick. He's still going after him. This is an unending argument. And Leland putting on a show in front of this Kannapolis crowd. His bench coach, Juan Maldonado, has come out of the dugout, and he's trying to escort Leland off. Leland has absolutely gotten his money's worth tonight, and he's getting a big-time ovation walking off, and even a round of applause from some of his players down in the dugout. And here's the thing, at the end of the day, I think the right call has been made, trying to set bias aside in this case, and now Ricky Rivera's coming out here to clarify something, but Leland wants more. He's coming out of the dugout again. Before he walks down the tunnel and out of here, he's offering a couple more words to the umpiring crew and gets another ovation. Wow, what a night. Leland is tossed, and now Maldonado will take over at third, the bench coach. Jordan Sprinkle is the hitter. The runner at third is Logan Glass. He was able to advance on the play. And as I was saying a moment ago, I think initially just the call was wrong by Hovick. I think they made the right call by coming together and changing it. It looked like Garcia had it in his glove for a moment. He tried to quickly transfer, and the ball popped out. And if you make the right call in the moment, then that's the difference in Patrick Leland probably staying in this game. But changing the call and obviously a high leverage spot and what would have given the Cannonballers the tying run on base, nobody out. That's enough to enrage any skipper. Jordan Sprinkle, 2-1, swings, lines it out into left. This will stay up, and it's caught by Daniels. Tagging from third, here comes the throw, a roller to the plate, not in time. Logan Glass slides in safely, and we've got a one-run game. So here's Mario Camaletti. As Casey the Bat Dog is putting on a show now, she's picking up the baseball bats. Camaletti into the left side, takes the first pitch, a slider for a strike. 0-1. Jury Carrasco working out of the wind. Peers in, gets the signs from Gaston. Winds, kicks, and pitches. And a line drive pulled out to second. Down to Ani Lorenzo. He fields cleanly, throws to first. The eighth inning is over. Lots of back and forth drama. The Woodpeckers score four in the eighth. The Cannonballers score one, but they also lose one manager on a controversial call out in right. This 6-5 ball game is moving to a ninth inning when we come back on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app.
BizNest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again.
Final frames tonight in Kannapolis. We play the ninth inning, and Zach Cole is up into the left side. Eight Fayetteville Woodpeckers step to the plate in the eighth inning. Four runs score, three on the Gaston double. And then a sack fly in the bottom of the eighth gets it back to a one-run game, 6-5. Cannonballers manager Patrick Leland was ejected during that eighth inning, arguing a transfer call out in the right field area. Originally ruled a base hit and a drop fly ball, then changed to a drop on the transfer. So Cole, 2 for 4. A double in the first, a single in the third. Faces a new Kannapolis right-handed pitcher. And a changeup off the outside corner is called a strike. This is Eric Adler. A 1.59 ERA on the season for Adler. Here's the pitch. And Cole swings and misses on a high fastball. It's 2-2. Adler is the fifth arm into the game for Kannapolis. I think they were hoping to ride Billy Seidel to the finish, but Seidel gave up the 3 runs. And now they'll have to go to Adler. So Schultz, Adams, Milto, Seidler, and now Adler. And a fastball called strike 3. Cole goes down looking. And there's one away in the ninth. Now it's Zach Daniels' turn. Fifth trip to the plate tonight for Daniels. He's 0 for 3, was hit by a pitch in the eighth. The delivery. Fastball outside at 96. One-oh. And more gas from Adler. 96, top of the zone again, and Daniels was late. Eric Adler has allowed just 1 run over 6 relief appearances this year. Across 5 2/3 innings, he has struck out 13. Here's the 1-1. And Daniels goes down waving. Rather, that was strike 2 for Zach. It's 1-2. So he's dominated so far in the Carolina League. Pitched last year 4 appearances for the Cannonballers and gave up a couple of earned runs over 3 1/3. The second go-around with the Ballers has been quite the success for the right-hander Adler. He misses up and away. Adler, a 22-year-old, grew up in Melbourne, Florida, and was a 6th-rounder last year out of Wake Forest for the White Sox. 2-2. Down and away. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Daniels. On deck is Narbe Cruz, who's without a hit. 3-2. Here's the set at the chest and the payoff. Daniels takes it inside at 96. It's ball 4. And he's aboard for the second time. A walk with 1 out. In steps Narbe Cruz. And the first pitch is a fastball way up high, ball 1. Narbe had a day off yesterday after an 0-for-8 start to the series. Ricky Rivera's given him a day of rest, hoping to get right, but nothing yet. 0-for-4 again today, 0-for-12 in the series. Pair of strikeouts for Cruz. Daniels leaning off of first, and a fastball misses downstairs at 96. Not a lot of off-speed for Eric Adler. It's all velocity coming at you. Pops the mitt. 95-mile-per-hour fastball, called strike 1. Daniels off of first after the Cole strikeout. Mora, the second baseman, cheating towards the middle. Here's the 2-1, and a swing and a ground ball hit to third. Gloved by Willits, goes to second for 1. Mora turns to first, and it is a double play. Around the horn to end the inning, 5-4-3. And Kannapolis with one more chance to pull off a third comeback tonight. They trail 6-5, going bottom 9. The Woodpeckers trying to guarantee a split of this road series with Carrasco and going back to the hill when Woodpeckers baseball continues in a moment.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Bottom nine in Kannapolis, and the Woodpeckers on top 6-5. Jerry Carrasco winds and pitches, and the first one to Tim Elko is called a strike. It is 0-1. The Cannonballers have their best hitters coming to the plate in Elko and Willits, and then the guy making his debut in Javier Mora in the hole. Three-run double by Sandro Gastone in the top of the eighth is still the hit propping up this one-run lead. Eight hits per side, four errors on the defensive end tonight by Fayetteville. Three by Rolando Espinoza, who has actually been removed from third base. There's been a change defensively. Get to that in a moment. Pitch to Elko is down and inside. And it is 2-1. Narbe Cruz has been placed over at third after Ricardo Below committed the three fielding errors. Over at shortstop is Leo Stanny Molina, who has entered this game off of the bench. And Tim Elko swings and misses at a slider low and outside. He had a feeling that Ricky Rivera might eventually have to make a change, and with this game being as close as it is, he will remove Espinoza. Two balls and two strikes the count. Here's the pitch. Elko swings and hits a fly out into center. Cole backpedals on it before the track. He's got it. And there's one gone. So Elko is retired. And Bryce Willits is coming up. Willits is 0-4, pair of strikeouts. The left-hander ready for the first pitch. Carrasco winds, fires, and misses inside. We had mentioned the record this year when the Woodpeckers trailed after seven innings. This has not been a comeback team. They trailed 3-2. They are 0-25 this year when down after seven. Four-run top of the eighth inning has put them in front. And now Wellett swings and cracks this one deep center. Cole back again, and this one dies in the same exact spot. About 20 feet in front of the wall, and a pair of deep flyouts to center have the Woodpeckers one out away from their third win this week on the road. And Javier Mora in his debut representing the final chance for Kannapolis. Dury Carrasco, the converted middle infielder, trying to grab the winning decision. A check swing on a slider down and outside. Carrasco has been pitching since the eighth inning behind Jeremy Molero. Here's the wind and the 1-0 to Mora. And he checks his swing. He goes too far. It'd be nice for Carrasco to grab a winning decision after back-to-back outings in May where he suffered the loss. Had a loss at home against Myrtle Beach twice, in fact. Here's the 1-1. And a chopper. Hit over to third. The newly third baseman is Narbe Cruz. He steps, throws to first, and the game is over. Narbe Cruz, playing short for most of the game, slides over to third, records the final out, and a four-run comeback eighth inning gives the Woodpeckers their first comeback victory after seven this season, 6-5 the final, and they have won their third game on the road here in Kannapolis to guarantee, at the very least, a split of this series. Quite the turnaround tonight for the Woodpeckers. And a victory that stands out amongst the rest for sure. Sandro Gastone and his big three-run double end up being the game-winning swing. We'll give you some of the final numbers when we come back for the Woodpeckers post-game show and get you set for tomorrow's pitching matchup as well. All of that coming up in a moment. The Woodpeckers win on a Friday night in K-Town. 6-5, the final score.
Fayetteville Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Kannapolis and Atrium Health Ballpark inside the broadcast booth for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. Thanks again for being with us tonight, everybody, and making us a part of your Friday night plans. The Woodpeckers come back from a deficit after seven innings. They trailed 4-2 going into the eighth, but score four runs in the top of the eighth inning to go up 6-4. An eighth inning sacrifice flag for Kannapolis made it a one-run game, but it's Dury Carrasco closing it down in the ninth inning and locking up a 6-5 win to give the Woodpeckers their first win all season when trailing after seven innings. They were previously 0-25 in such circumstances. The three-run double by Sandro Gastone cleared the bases, put the Woodpeckers in front, and that proves to be our game-winning hit tonight as Carrasco grabs his second win of the season. Paulie Milto will suffer the loss tonight, go to 0-1 on the year. 6-5 the final, 8 hits per side, 4 errors tonight by the Fayetteville defense, 3 of them by Rolando Espinoza, and 1 from the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The win puts the Woodpeckers to 19-29, and the Ballers are back to 500 to 24-24. Tonight was the most runs as well scored by the Woodpeckers, get this, since a 6-5 win against the Kannapolis Cannonballers on May 13th. Tonight's 6-5 win coming on the road, and one of the more thrilling victories the Woodpeckers have had. Their first real true comeback as an offense this year in front of a hostile crowd at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, Sandro Gastone, you really have to give him the MVP in this one. He went 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs with his 3-run double to essentially win this game. Dari Lorenzo also deserves a shout-out. He hit a 2-run home run in the fourth inning, his first in the Carolina League against Mason Adams out of the Kannapolis bullpen. So really two big swings tonight, the Lorenzo home run and the Gastone 3-run double, propelling the offense to this 6-5 win. The other of the runs scored on an RBI single from John Garcia, who continues to hit the ball very hard, 104 miles per hour off the bat today on his eighth inning single. He now has 4 base hits this week that have gone for 100 miles an hour or more, 102 or more, in fact, on all of his hits. He has been slugging the ball well all week and provided a nice jolt to this Woodpeckers team, who has won 3 of 4 against the team directly on top of them in the division, the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And now with the Columbia loss tonight, will be just 8.5 games out of first place down the final couple weeks of the first half schedule. Still a long way to go, but the Woodpeckers are making up ground at this stage more so than losing ground, and always nice when you can do that on the road. This Woodpeckers team continues to be a better road team than home team, unfortunately, for those hometown fans that were hoping to see some more victories this season. The win tonight gets the Woodpeckers back to 500 on the road. 11 of 19 wins have been away from Segra Stadium, and the ball club now 3-7 over their last 10 games. Again, the win tonight going to Jury Carrasco. Pauly Milto suffers the loss. The Woodpeckers to 19-29. Kannapolis to 24-24. Final time of game, 2 hours and 44 minutes, and we did it in front of a Friday crowd of 2,643. That turns the page to tomorrow. Left-hander Jose Nadal will get the ball for the Woodpeckers in tomorrow's outing, and the Cannonballers, after starting 3 straight left-handers over the last few games, will go back to a right-hander in Tanner McDougal. He gets the start tomorrow, 7 o'clock, with a 6:50 pregame show right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. And a reminder that you can also catch the game with Dan Helody on Bally Live and MILB.TV, the voice of the Cannonballers. That'll do it for us tonight in Kannapolis. A big thanks to Colin Casey, clipping the highlights for social media, monitoring the broadcast back at home. And, of course, the biggest thank you to you, the Woodpeckers fans. You make it available, possible, should say, for us to bring you Woodpeckers baseball live on the road each and every night. And we look forward to doing it again tomorrow, a Saturday first pitch at 7 o'clock with a 6:50 pregame show right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. With that, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off in Kannapolis. The Woodpeckers come back from down tonight, a 4-run top of the eighth, to go on and win 6-5 over the Cannonballers and take their 3rd win of the week here on the road. They'll try for the series victory tomorrow in Game 5. So long from Kannapolis and Atrium Health Ballpark. Talk to you tomorrow, everybody. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Happy start to your weekend, and have a great rest of your Friday evening.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.